Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 14th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you continue to keep your divine wisdom on each member of this court. Lord, we ask that you not only put that divine wisdom in each of us, each of the leaders in Jefferson County. Lord, help us make the right decision for all the people in our county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those loved ones that have family members away fighting wars to make this country what it is today. Lord, we ask all these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in our pledge to our congregation. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for IFB for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with LexisNexis for online services with County Court at Law Number 1 in the amount of $47 per month for a four-year term. Item C is to receive and file an official oath for Deborah L. Clark, purchasing agent. Item D is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for inmate health care services for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 250.63.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction on February 2nd, 2013 at 9 a.m. Via addendum, item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Milliman for retiree medical expense and liability calculations under Governmental Accounting Standard Board Number 45 for Jefferson County for the year ending September 30th, 2013 in the amount of $16,000. And lastly, item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a correction of the change order number 2 for the Boondocks Neighborhood Waterline. The total contract time was originally approved as 318 days when it should have been 338 days, and that's a project that's funded by Hurricane Ike disaster grant funding administered by the Texas General Land Office. So I have a motion on those items under purchasing.
So move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I had one question. I see that we had a county court at law number one. Is that the only court can use that, or is that for?
Okay.
I thought we purchased
countywide.
Yeah. Okay, then. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Good. Any other discussion on items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B is to consider and possibly approve exempting the following groups from paying for security during their scheduled events for the year 2013. The Dispute Resolution Center, Jefferson County Bar Association, Jefferson County Democratic and Republican Parties, Jefferson County Libertarian Party, Jefferson County Green Party, school elections, Jefferson County Clerk's Office for meetings and training related to elections, Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime, Family Services, and Jefferson County Deputy Constables Association. Security expense will be paid via budgeted funds. Item C is to consider and possibly accept the petition for creation of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 and announce a public hearing for February 11th, 2013 to possibly grant the petition and call an election. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the reappointment of Mr. William F. Miranda to the Drainage District Number 6 Board of Directors for a four-year term effective February 23rd, 2013. I thought that was March 16th, 2013. Yes. That should be March 13th or 16th, 2013 is the actual date, I believe. Item E is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute the 2013 Local Emergency Management Performance Grant application. It's not the actual grant, it's an application for the grant that provides federal funding to assist in developing and carrying out emergency programs. This is a renewal. It includes a 50% in-kind match, no monetary match from county budgeted funds. Item F is to receive and file executed contract between Jefferson County Jack Brooks Regional Airport and the Lamar Companies for advertising. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court to apply for grant funding through the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office, which is grant number 1869008. Item H is to consider and possibly approve accepting services provided by the Texas Office of Court Administration and the Texas Department of Family Protective Services pursuant to the Local Government Code section 81.032 to provide internet video conferencing for the 279th and 317th District Courts for use in child abuse and neglect cases. That's provided at no expense to the county. By addendum, items I and J. Item I is to consider approve a letter of intent for the prospective ground lease of airport property. Item J is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing signatories regarding the Cheek Sewer Project contract for HUD grant, Texas Community Development Block Grant 711281. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Discussion on any of those items under commissioners?
Well, I will bring up I right away. Of course, I understand that this group has just come to the court asking for that land lease, 15 acres. My concerns are it will deal around shifting jobs. It will deal potentially with something like the city of Beaumont with the what I can see. With the federal Social Security facility, because we're talking about moving all state agencies potentially out to that location. That's a concern with me. So I can tell you now with that and just getting the information, I can't support it until I find some further things out about it later on down the road. That's just commissioners want to make sure I let the court know. Mr. Mark, I appreciate you coming to give me an update on it. But those concerns still exist, and I hadn't had enough time to visit with people to see how it would affect the county.
Discussions on any other items? Okay, I'd just say that this is just a letter of intent. It's not an actual ground lease. The state has put out bid documents. The people just came in last Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember, and we met, and their bid documents are due back to the state very soon now, and so they had to have the letter of intent approved today. And this is potentially for, they're bidding with the state to move several state agencies into new office buildings, which this group proposes to build on airport property, thereby fulfilling our obligations to the FAA to try to put airport property to productive use. But there's no guarantee under any set of circumstances that they're going to win the bid. Their present landlord, I think, will also have the opportunity to bid, as will others from across the state at different locations around the county. So this isn't a sure thing by any stretch of the imagination. But if they are going to move their offices, like them to move over there, but I understand we can take that one as a separate one, a separate item, Commissioner.
Sure thing.
So let's see.
Well, hold on, Judge. I've heard conversations just since I met with Mr. Mark earlier. My biggest concern is going to be the transportation issue. We're talking about buildings that possibly utilized by inner city type, you know, clients, for lack of another term, and this, what we're voting on today, would that be something we have to come back and discuss before we approve a contract?
They're going to have to actually win the bid at the state level. They're then going to have to enter into a contract with the state to have the building built within a formalize the lease, and so it will come back to the commissioner's court for a formal lease. This is just a letter of intent saying, hey, if y'all win the award, then we're interested in beginning conversations to enter into the contract with you.
So this letter of intent is not really binding for us a contract and...
No.
Well, it can bind us to negotiate in good faith with them under the terms of this if they win the bid.
Yeah, bind us to negotiate, that's what I'm asking, okay, thank you.
Judge, I guess my final thing, and I asked this last week, did this letter go through the DA's office and get their blessings?
Yes.
Okay, then, thank you.
Yes. I think that's, you know, one important point for the court to take into consideration. This is just a letter of intent. It's not an actual lease document. It's my understanding from what Mr. Rantla had told me that this particular group has to have a letter of intent with someone for some property to be able to bid on this when the state puts these out for proposals. So as the judge said, I'll echo that. We're just trying to find ways that we can bring revenue to the airport and help the county. So.
Okay, why don't we take items B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and J. They've been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Now I'll bring up item I, which has also been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Me.
Okay. Then we'll move on to county auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct Number 2 for additional costs for removing and repairing a building at the Rock Yard and LaBelle in the amount of $12,000 from crushed stone. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the 58th District Court for additional office supplies in the amount of $1,500 coming out of their travel budget. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct 1 to purchase equipment and uniforms in accordance with the union contract in the amount of $8,500. Item D is to consider and approve a budget amendment for mosquito control because of a wrecked truck in the amount of $15,000. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 375503 through 375719. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
I mean, excuse me, county auditor.
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
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 We have a discussion.
A question?
You have to step to the podium, ma'am.
Honorable Commissioner's Court, we need more money for the clothing that we requested to supply a new constable's office staff.
The what?
New clothing.
Yeah.
You have a new employee, you're saying?
All new employees. So it's going to be more than, we need more than the $1,000 that you're putting for clothing. The clothing estimate that we put in there was $9,000.
There was already some money in that budget line item.
$3,600.
So, right, so we added to that.
You only added $1,000.
Right, there was already money in the budgeted line item.
Okay.
So we added.
It's still not enough.
And some of it goes to minor equipment.
Okay, still not enough.
Based on the request for...
For the constable's contract?
Mm-hmm.
The new clothing?
We had $9,310 of request.
Yes.
And $4,526 was going to uniforms. And the other was going to minor equipment. So we split those between the two.
So you have enough to cover them in both of the line.
And then there was money in those line items to begin with.
So the $4,500 is going to supplement, it's going to be added to the $3,600 that was there?
Is that what the number that was in there?
That's what you're saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have some car markings in there too.
Okay.
Should be
okay. Well, we'll pass this. You can discuss anything further with the auditor's right, office. If we need to do something next Tuesday, we'll look at it then.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion on items under auditor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under human resources, item A is consider and possibly approve the hiring of Samuel Spikes as a deputy constable with Constable Precinct 1 in accordance with Local Government Code Chapter 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Yes.
Samuel Spikes left quite a little while ago, Commissioner.
Was he able to leave with retirement or was he eligible and received retirement?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Does it make a difference?
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I just know he left quite a while ago. Yeah.
Okay.
When there was the layoffs came about, I think Spike was one of those individuals caught up in the layoff. Carrie, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think he was one of those to not get a job and he left.
I don't remember.
Good. But I think that's about the size of it, okay? Okay.
Real quick, why are we having to do this?
Because the local government code requires us to.
So what I'm saying, anytime the constable office hire a deputy, we're going to have, that's what I'm asking. Give me, I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
But why are we having to hire a deputy for the constable?
Because the law says we have to.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
And this
on
is
that.
Additional at, position that's unbudgeted?
No.
No. At budget times, no. Guy.
Okay.
And we may need to look at the DA's office and contest the state or whatever. At budget time, if my members serve me correct, we have them all here before us. We okay the slots at that time. We okay for them to hire. So do we need to do this at that time, or
no.
Do we need to go out and get an Attorney General's opinion?
No, we need to do it in January of each year, as this requires. We're not telling them who to hire. Basically, the way Jim Allison explains it is that this is a way for the Commissioner's Court to have some look-see to make sure that all positions that are hired are actually certified peace officers. That's
right.
The only purpose in it.
So the action we took on last agenda, his name would have been included. He would have been included.
Right. The problem was
okay.
That he,
right.
I think he let his T. Cleo certification expire, and it was. That's a different. Oh, that's the 17th. Okay. Well, I guess it was just decided he was going to be hired then.
That's correct. He's filling a vacant position that goes different position, but he wasn't on that list previously.
That,
yeah,
yes,
this is purely a ministerial act.
That's why
it's not a discretion.
I think what might be throwing some people off too is the word hiring.
Hiring.
And it's actually approving an appointment
yeah.
off of a list. So,
but the statute
off.
Says
yeah.
All right.
The hiring, so
this
we're just tracking the language of the statute.
We're doing that we always do. I just hadn't done it before, that's why.
Me neither.
Every other county does it every single January.
Okay.
So we just,
it's usually
we'll,
a compiled
we will see
list,
it again.
Though.
Okay, anything else?
There will be more because if we hire a new deputy, it's going to go forward.
Every time we hire, every time a deputy leaves, deputy constable, every time a deputy constable have a vacancy and he fill that vacancy, it has to come back before us?
Correct.
We need to engage Mr. Allison and I think the our state reps because some things are not making sense.
It would be fine with me if they deleted this statute from the local government code. I wouldn't bother me in the least. Okay, did we take a vote on that, Mom?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes the regular part of our agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public while we're here, or any department head? And also, we need to set our next meeting date. Next Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day,
right.
So I would assume that we will meet on Tuesday, if that's okay with everyone.
Yes, sir. I want to acknowledge I have the chief of the Cheeks Fire Department, and a few of his lieutenants, Mr. Desitale and Mr. Richards here. We glad to have y'all here. I know you're going to be pushing hard for that emergency services district. Good luck. Good luck.
And I did want to bring to the attention of the public, this is the federal officials are going to have a public open house this Thursday, January 17th at Ford Park at the Exhibit Hall, 5115 IH-10 South in Beaumont. Purpose of it is to, it's going to be from 2 p.m. in the afternoon till 8 p.m. that night. They're going to be releasing pretty soon the Jefferson County Preliminary Flood Insurance Rate Map. So they're holding this public house, open house, to increase public awareness of flood risk, provide citizens the opportunity to see the new flood rate maps and how it might impact them, to ask any questions of the FEMA officials that are going to be here to hold the open house. And Mr. Rayo with engineering is going to be out there with the Jefferson County Engineering Superintendent. And so I urge any member of the public to show up that's concerned about the flood insurance rate maps to show up at that open house. Or you can contact Mr. Larry Boyce with FEMA at 940-898-5419.
Judge, I'm on the last one. I want to give a informational. Judge Jones, Justice of Peace, is the chairman of the ML King Support Annual Parade, which will be Saturday, and also Monday. Miss Audrey Savoy has an ML King Support Breakfast, and that's an annual event, along with the youth breakfast that the Douglas Memorial give, and at 7 p.m. West Tabernacle. So I want to make sure I make those informational so everyone will know about that this weekend.
And let's see.
The affordable health care seminar, is that open to the public?
It's open to any business. There's going to be on January 24th at 10 a.m. at Ford Park Exhibit Hall. There will be Mr. Denton Bishop with Holmes Murphy, the president of Holmes Murphy, one of the top 10 insurance consulting firms in the United States, is going to come in from Dallas. We're going to hold a community-wide event to educate people on strategies and logistical measures that they can take to protect their businesses and optimize their coverage for their employees now that the Affordable Health Care Act is coming into effect. He'll have a broad explanation of what the act involves, how it affects business, what you need to do to protect yourself and your employees. In order to attend the event, you need to RSVP to Holmes Murphy. And I think if you go to Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, and Murphy Medical Consulting, they've got a website and they've got an individual there that you can RSVP to secure a spot for the seminar. January 24th, 10 a.m., Ford Park. It is free to the public. But you still have to RSVP for it so we can have enough chairs set up, because they've had a couple of these presentations in Dallas in very recent past and they were booked to the walls. And so apparently they had to schedule additional events in Dallas to accommodate the demand that they had for the information. And notices have gone out to all the chambers and a lot of local businesses in the area. Anything else? All right, then we are adjourned. Thank you.